In 1859, while Europe was still reeling from the Crimean War, Florence Nightingale published a slim volume that would transform healthcare forever. Notes on Nursing wasn't just a manual for nurses, it was a revolutionary manifesto that redefined our understanding of healing itself. At its core lies a radical proposition. Nature alone cures, while healthcare's true purpose is creating the optimal conditions for healing to occur. This insight, that environmental factors often determine whether patients recover or decline, challenged the prevailing medical paradigm focused solely on treating symptoms. Nightingale's approach was revolutionary because it was evidence-based rather than theoretical. She meticulously documented how environmental factors affected patient outcomes, creating the foundation for modern healthcare's emphasis on healing environments. What makes her work remarkable isn't just its historical significance, but its continued relevance. When modern hospitals design rooms with natural light, proper ventilation, and noise reduction, they're implementing principles Nightingale established over 160 years ago. Her legacy extends beyond nursing to influence hospital architecture, infection control, and even data visualization. Her pioneering statistical graphics revolutionized how we understand healthcare outcomes. The very first canon of nursing is to keep the air within as pure as the air without. This principle challenged prevailing bad air theories in medicine. Nightingale observed that stagnant air hindered recovery and could be fatal. Bedrooms concerned her most, noting sick rooms became foul by morning when patients were most vulnerable. Her straightforward solution? Open windows, working chimneys, and no tightly drawn curtains blocking airflow. She rejected the common practice of opening doors to stagnant hallways. Nightingale recognized the balance between air purity and appropriate temperature, especially for weakened patients with reduced body heat production. Many patients are lost in the latter stages of disease from lack of attention to such essentials, particularly during dangerous early morning hours. Her ventilation principles endure because they derived from observation rather than theory. She documented how patients in poorly ventilated spaces developed predictable symptoms and improved with fresh air, a foundation for today's sophisticated hospital air exchange systems. Nightingale identified five essentials for a healthy house: pure air, pure water, efficient drainage, cleanliness, and light, what we now recognize as social determinants of health. Her holistic environmental perspective was remarkably forward-thinking. She critiqued both architectural and social practices undermining these elements, from profit-maximizing designs that trapped stagnant air, to improper sewage connections, and the futility of ventilation in homes with nearby dung heaps or accumulated filth in carpets and furniture. Nightingale's systems thinking was particularly insightful. She understood the interdependence of these elements. Cleanliness becomes meaningless without drainage. Ventilation ineffective amid filth, and darkness promotes disease, anticipating modern public health approaches. Her perspective on disease challenged convention. While acknowledging that diseases like smallpox spread in chains, she observed how conditions originated in overcrowded spaces and worsened with deteriorating environments. She suggested viewing diseases as adjectives, not nouns, conditions created by environments rather than autonomous entities. All the results of good nursing may be destroyed by one defect, Nightingale warned, emphasizing a crucial skill: ensuring proper care continues in your absence. This management principle reveals her organizational genius, creating systems that function regardless of who's on duty. No nurse can be constantly present, yet without proper systems, dedicated care could be undermined by simple oversights. A washerwoman disturbing a patient, improper ventilation, or misdelivered messages. Nightingale understood systems thinking before it was formalized. Being in charge meant ensuring measures were carried out by everyone, not doing everything yourself. She believed pride should come from building sustainable processes, not being irreplaceable. This approach anticipated modern healthcare's standardized protocols. When she asked not, how can I do this right thing myself, but how can I provide for this right thing to always be done, she articulated what's now recognized as the foundation of quality improvement. Her timeless principles focus on outcomes rather than personalities, ensuring consistent care regardless of who's on duty. Unnecessary noise is the most cruel absence of care that can be inflicted on the sick, Nightingale declared, anticipating scientific discoveries decades ahead. Nightingale understood that a noise's quality and unpredictability, not just volume, determines its impact. Patients often tolerate continuous sounds better than intermittent ones, bearing scaffolding work more easily than whispers outside their door. This insight aligns with research on how unpredictable stimuli trigger the brain's threat detection systems. Her warnings about waking patients from their first sleep were prescient. She observed that interrupting early sleep cycles could prevent patients from returning to sleep, which modern sleep science confirms. Disrupting the architecture of early deep sleep often leads to prolonged wakefulness. Nightingale's concern included subtle disturbances, nearby conversations, whispered consultations, even rustling clothing. She recognized that healing requires a comprehensive sensory environment, not just medical treatment. Her approach understood that noise control affects physiology, not merely comfort. These things are not fancy, she insisted, explaining that mental stimulation depletes energy needed for recovery, a connection modern neuroscience validates. Nightingale established observation as nursing's foundational skill, transforming nursing from intuitive caregiving to evidence-based practice. She insisted nurses must know what to observe, how to observe, which symptoms indicate improvement or deterioration, and which evidence neglect. Frustrated by vague responses about patients, Nightingale advocated for precise questioning, not has he had a good night, but how many hours sleep has he had? She recognized how leading questions produce misleading information. The same question about appetite might yield identical answers from someone barely eating and someone merely missing their usual five meals. To develop observational skills, she proposed practical exercises like rapidly passing a shop window, then listing observed objects. This practice would benefit nurses, for whom ready and correct observation is essential. Nightingale identified different patient temperaments, the excitable patient who reacts immediately but recovers quickly, and the accumulative type who appears calm initially but may slowly deteriorate, anticipating modern personalized medicine. Crucially, she insisted observation's purpose wasn't collecting curious facts, but saving lives through improved patient outcomes. Nightingale's core philosophy, nature alone cures, while nursing creates the best condition for nature to act, shifted healthcare from interventionist approaches toward healing conducive environments. This revolutionary perspective emphasized prevention. Her warnings about hospital diseases anticipated our understanding of healthcare-associated infections, challenging the era's fatalistic acceptance by insisting these complications were preventable through environmental management. Nightingale transformed healthcare education by balancing theoretical knowledge with practical skill. She recognized that while principles could be learned from books, nursing skills required hospital wards under experienced practitioners, a combined approach that remains fundamental to healthcare education worldwide. Her progressive stance on professional women advised avoiding gender-based limitations. Good work isn't remarkable because a woman did it, she wrote, focusing on competence rather than gender a century before modern standards. Modern hospitals with natural light, proper ventilation, noise reduction, and infection control protocols reflect Nightingale's vision. Her enduring legacy reminds us that healing extends beyond treating disease to creating environments where natural recovery processes flourish.